Finally today, we head to Paris. In recent months, there have been a couple of high-profile cases in the French capital involving police shutting down refugee and migrant encampments there. So a group of volunteers decided to organize an event that would generate a different message about refugees and migrants. They organized a dance party. Here's Emma Jacobs in Paris.
Paris summers mean long days, light until after 10 p.m., on a cool evening in a plaza in a northeastern neighborhood of the city, a couple hundred people are gathered around a DJ booth, some dancing, some standing around talking. The bass thumps across the park. It's not a typical event for refugees. It's not even just for refugees.
Well, everybody like to dance. Some people, they doesn't understand each other language.
Nasrullah Delatse is an Afghan refugee from Kabul who's been in France for 18 months.
And we are always together now, like French or Europe, all the country people in Asia from every country, all of. But it's not all the time this happened.
The organizers of the event called it the Migrant Ball, inviting DJs to play world music for a crowd that grows over the course of the evening. Mathias Izimat-Marin is part of a duo called Les Fumisteries, invited to perform.
Le problème, c'est que c'est souvent un rapport à la nécessité.
The problem, he says, is that the relationship between Parisians and migrants is often one based on need. Quentin Morlot, who's been working with refugees as a volunteer, chimes in.
Ça change de la charité, d'un événement, voilà. C'est juste dans le besoin. C'est juste voilà, en fait. Chose où on se rassemble, et même si
this event is a change from charity, Morlot says. It's not certain we'll get people to interact with just one of these. Maybe it's a little utopian to say that just one time a lot of people will talk with each other or whatever. But it's a first step. There are families here with children, but the majority of the new arrivals are young men, many from Afghanistan or countries in sub-Saharan Africa. Merin acknowledges the negative effects of incidents like the sexual assaults in Cologne, Germany, during New Year's celebrations, reportedly mostly by young North African migrants. I think it would be good all the same to try and counteract the energy of that, he says. Passersby, attracted by the music, seem to approve. Salim Ben Khalid moved to France from Tunisia 9 years ago. In France, there's often a disconnect between the French and foreigners, he says. He stresses that it doesn't have to be that way, but he thinks it is important to do things actively to bridge that gap. Maybe one way can be music, he says. But Morteza Beboudi does hope that people will hear not just the music, but also the refugees' accounts of their often rough living conditions in Paris.
That the people should know about their stories, because, you know, the story is so important to know about the refugee.
The 22-year-old photographer and journalist from Afghanistan has spent most of his life as a refugee in Iran and arrived in France only recently. He's living with the family of a French journalist, but it's not far from here to the elevated metro tracks that have at times sheltered hundreds of people.
I'm thinking about others sleeping with their families under the metro in the streets at the night. You know, it's so difficult for them.
Each of the refugees has their own story, and it's important, he says, that someone hears you. For the world, Emma Jacobs, Paris.